The Shell Oil Company presents Ebb and Zeb. And now for the latest news from the Corn Center store. When last we visited Ebb and Zeb, the tricky pump for dispensing long-shot gasoline had just been put in. You'll remember that when this very special pump delivers 1 gallon, it blows a whistle, at 2 gallons it rings a bell, and at 3 it breaks into a bird song. And speaking of pumps, if you haven't visited a Shell pump recently and tried Shell 3-Energy gasoline, you're behind the times. This all-purpose gasoline has already made smiling drivers out of thousands of former steering wheel grouches. The old bus, or your 1932 model, will surprise you on a 3-Energy diet. This sensational combination fuel, providing quick energy, power energy, and anti-knock energy, the three kinds of energy your motor needs, is made to your order. Does the things you've said a gasoline should do. At the signals, on the road or on the hill, Shell 3-Energy gasoline answers the throttle. Try a tank full. We drop in on Ebb and Zeb this evening and find them in front of the store. They haven't had any customers to try that tricky pump on, as yet, and we find them enjoying a game of checkers while they watch for the promised business.
Well, go on, go on. It's your move. What you waiting for?
Now, don't rush me. Don't rush me. Let's see here. Yes, I'll move that fellow over. No, I can't do that. You'll jump. See, I'll put this one. I'll move. No, I can't neither. I lose 2 men that way. Dag burn you. I'll put that fellow. No, I won't neither. I'll wait a while.
No, go on now. You've got to move. You've got to move. Go ahead.
Well, then I'll move that one right there.
You walked right into my trap. Here's where I get 2 men, yes, sir? and just make me a king besides.
Think you're smart, don't you?
Well, I bet you cigar I'm smart enough to give you a good trimming.
What kind of cigar?
Why, the kind I always smoke.
Nope, I won't bet you.
No, afraid to lose, eh?
No, afraid I'll win. Now, let's see. Oh, yes, here's a move. Yes, sir. Them cigars you smoke is just about the worst I've ever seen.
Oh, is that so? Well, let me tell you something, young feller. I don't smoke nothing but quarter cigars.
Who smokes the other 3/4?
You know what I mean. This is a 2-bit cigar, one of the best 2-bit cigars made. A Northwestern Mounted Police.
That's a good name for it, all right. Gets it manned. Dad darn it. There goes another car past without stopping. Why don't some of them stop?
Oh, quit your worrying. They'll stop. They'll stop. Trouble with you is you ain't got no patience. Didn't you ever see a cat watching at a rat hole?
No, but I seen something like it once.
What do you mean?
Well, you know my Uncle Jake.
Yes?
He's got a habit of sleeping with his mouth wide open. One night a mouse ran across the bed and ran right into his mouth. And he swallowed it.
You don't tell me. Swallowed a live mouse, eh?
Yes, sirree. Let's see. My move there, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, gosh almighty, what'd your uncle do?
Didn't do nothing but holler. But my aunt figured out something. You know, she got him to lay down, and then she put a piece of cheese on his chin. You see, the idea was to get the mouse to come back up after the cheese.
Yeah.
And then she put the cat alongside of my uncle to catch the mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after Uncle Jake was out... was waiting for the mouse to come up after the cheese, he fell asleep again.
And I suppose he swallowed the cheese, huh?
Nope, he swallowed the cat.
Well, go ahead. It's your move. What's your Uncle Jake doing these days?
Well, he ain't doing nothing right now. He had a good job in the shirt factory, but they let him out.
Well, that's too bad. What'd they let him out for?
Well, you see, he was working on the day shift, and now they ain't making nothing but night shirts. Now look at that. Look at that. There goes another. And don't appear to me like any of them's going to stop.
Oh, they'll stop. They'll stop.
Well, why don't they do it then?
I'm telling you, they will. Why, look, there's a fella slowing up now.
Brother John Brown, you're right. And he's going to turn in here, too, looks like.
Yes, sir. Quick now. You give him gas, and I'll wipe off his windshield.
Look out, dad dang it. You'll upset the checker, boy.
Oh, never mind the checkers. Here he is now. howdy, mister. Is something we can do for you?
What kind of gas are you selling?
Why, we sell long shot gas. Say, what you reckon was the matter with that fella? Tore out of here like something had bit him.
You must have said something you didn't like.
All I said was long shot gas. That suddenly was funny. Well, as long as the checker game's busted up, I might as well get in the car and see that Mrs. Pinkley gets them groceries she ordered. Tell you what I'll do, Eb. I'll fetch her over here and you fill her up.
Who, Miss Pinkley?
No, you darn fool, my car. I mean, fill her up with long-shot gas. I think she'll need a gallon or two of gas.
And don't forget, she'll need an extra quart of milk, too.
Who, my car?
No, you poor fish, Miss Pinkley. Go ahead, now drive over here to the pump.
All right, put in 3 gallon, and I'll see if she'll hold any more.
All right.
That's one. That's two. That's three.
That enough?
Yes, that'll do. Well, I'll be back in about 15 minutes.
Hey, look out!
Oh, dad, burn it.
Say, what are you trying to do? Look at you, smash the pump.
Oh, gosh, you must have had my car in reverse.
Dad, burn you. You give me a pain. If you was driving out in the middle of the Sahara Desert, you'd hit a hydrant or something. Always something you gotta bust.
Oh, is that so? Say, I've driven this car for 10 years, and I ain't had a real bus yet.
You mean you drove that bus for 10 years, and you ain't had a real car yet? See what you done? You got the gas pump all out of whack. The darn thing's still a registering 3 gallon. Look at it.
Well, wait till I get a hammer. I can fix it. I'll fix it.
Yes, you can. Look out. You're making it worse. Look out.
Never mind. Wonder what the carnation got into the darn thing anyway.
I don't know. And here comes a feller for gas, too.
How do you do? Are you the proprietor of this place?
Yep, I'm one of them.
Well, my name is Smith, Cyrus K. Smith. You've probably heard of me. I'm owner of the famous Smith Copper Mine. What? What's that?
I didn't say nothing.
No, you see, Mr. Smith, it's this here gas pump.
Yeah, the dead darn thing's out of whack.
The gas pump? Say, what are you trying to tell me? What do you think I am? Stop that, I say.
But it ain't us. I tell you, it's this here...
No, honest, it ain't, Mr. Smith. It's the pump. You see, this here's a special kind of pump.
Yeah, it's a long-shot gas pump.
Oh, so you sell long-shot gasoline, eh? Well, then I think you're just the men I want to see. Have you read in the papers about Hector Smith?
Hector Smith?
Yes.
No, can't say as I have.
Well, Hector Smith is my nephew. He's a millionaire in his own right and heir to the famous Smith fortune.
Must be a lucky young feller.
Not so lucky as you might suppose. He has a curious streak in his nature. Oh, now, I don't mean he's insane or anything like that, but he's just a little unbalanced on the subject of the brotherhood of man. He's too kind-hearted, and he's literally giving his entire fortune away.
Giving it away?
You don't tell me.
How do you mean?
Well, he's made up his mind that he wants to die poor.
Well, why don't he start a grocery like ours?
So he travels around the country dressed like a tramp, driving a broken-down old car. When he meets some person who treats him kindly, or when he considers a worthy unfortunate, he rewards them with a sum of money. $25,000, $50,000, sometimes as much as $100,000.
Well, by the John Brown.
But the lad's not insane. We can't have him shut up. All we can do is to keep an eye on him. And when he starts out on one of these, philanthropic sprees, go after him and bring him back home. Now, I understand that right now, he's somewhere in this vicinity.
Someplace around Corn Center here?
Yes. We've placed him as far as Squidgeville and then lost him. Now, I've just received a wire calling me back to New York. Important business. And as you fellows are located on a crossroads here where a lot of traffic passes, I'd appreciate it if you'd keep an eye out for him.
Sure, yes, we will, mister.
Of course we will. We'll be glad to.
What kind of looking fella is he?
He's a young man, 23 years old, rather short and chunky, has light hair and blue eyes. And, yes, he has a slight impediment in his speech.
Has a what?
An impediment in his speech. He talks with something of a lisp, you might call it.
Well, then we'll watch out for him, mister.
Thank you. I'll make it worth your while if you find him. Just hold him here on some pretext or other and wire me. Here's my card. You can always reach me at that address.
Yeah. But how'll we hold him here?
Yeah, supposing he won't stay.
You want us to have him arrested?
Oh, certainly not. No, you can't arrest him. He hasn't committed any crime.
Well, it sort of seems a crime to be giving all that money away.
Just keep him here. Offer him a job. He'll probably be here and ask you for a job anyway.
Why do you reckon that he'll come to us for a job?
Well, as I say, when he arrives in a town, he always picks out some very unfortunate person. And he'll be bound to notice that you sell long-shot gasoline. Well, don't forget now. Wire me if he should turn up here.
We won't forget.
We'll wire you right off. So long, Mr. Smith.
Yes, so long, Mr. Smith. So long.
Goodbye. Say, Eb.
What?
What do you reckon he meant about this feller Hector Smith picking out unfortunate people and us selling long-shot gas?
That was something to think about. Well, the boys have two things to wait for now. Long-shot gasoline customers and Hector Smith. Motorists, have you ever reviewed in your own mind the things you thought the ideal gasoline should do? Of course you have. Your idea of an all-around good gasoline was one that would help your motor start quickly, get away fast, pull when you needed power, and a gasoline that would not produce those knocks on the hills. Shell Free Energy Gasoline fits that idea to the letter. It's made entirely of the three kinds of energy your motor needs: quick energy, power energy, and anti-knock energy, the highest anti-knock rating of any non-premium fuel on the market. Here, motorists, is an all-purpose gasoline. Shell Free Energy Gasoline, on sale now at all Shell dealers, is made to your order.